Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit edmoresawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Yes!
Oh, it is.
It is. The Joe Rose Show. Alex Dono and Omar Kelly with you till 10 o'clock today. And then Troy Stratford is in for Big O today on this President's Day. If you'd like to get in, share your infinite wisdom with us via the phone lines, 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560.
Or just bad experiences when you...
Oh, yeah. Please tell us about the times you've been big time by Omar Kelly. I love how you had just gotten through, half hour ago saying how you're always very polite to the people that you meet and how you always have to be nice to people because the one person you're not nice to will spread that story to others.
And everybody has exposed me as a fraud.
And then we've had two calls and texts about Omar snubbing them. I think other people may have even tried to call in and hopefully they'll get on to tell their story.
I've learned I'm a fraud.
In the interest of fairness, because a lot of times, like if you go on, whether it's Yelp reviews or TripAdvisor, the only people who say anything are the ones who had a bad experience. If you met Omar and he was great to you, if an experience like that has ever even taken place, Omar was very polite to you, I would like to hear about that as well.
I don't think they'll be calling.
They're not going to waste the time. It's like, there are times when I've had like such bad service at a restaurant and I'm like, I'll show you. I'm going to go to Yelp right now and just burn you guys. Yet I've never had like a great night at a restaurant and said, I've got to immediately go on Yelp and share this.
I actually do. If I have a great meal, I just tweeted out something. There's a restaurant in Weston. I'll get you the name in a second. And I don't even eat Italian. My friend.
Well, hold on. What?
Yes, I don't eat Italian. I don't like Italian.
Why? Wait, you don't like Italian?
Because Italians are based on cheeses and sauces.
Oh, that's right. You don't eat cheese and sauce.
And I don't like cheese and sauces. So it's like, why would I eat Italian? Everything is based on cheese and sauces. So, well, I don't like neither of the two.
That's crazy. I mean, and you're so, like the one human. My wife works with somebody who doesn't like pasta, mm-hmm. and it just... blows my mind.
There's
like,
a restaurant
like
called Aqualina in Weston.
I think I've heard of that, Aqualina.
They have a lobster ravioli
that
is in a bisque sauce. I'll show you the picture. And it is to die for.
That looks
like,
very good.
If you like Italian, that's a very good restaurant.
Excellent.
And I strongly recommend the lobster ravioli because it was amazing. Aqualina in Weston. And I don't like Italian food. But there was no cheese. The way my friend sold me is by telling me that there's no cheese in the ravioli.
So Omar Kelly walks into an Italian restaurant. Server, get me your finest meal with no cheese and no sauce.
Pretty much. But here's what made this ravioli amazing. It's in a bisque sauce. Like it's like a lobster
bisque sauce. Which is so delicious. I love that.
It doesn't have any cheese. It's just like lobster bisque with ravioli with lobster inside it.
I could get into that.
Oh, it was so delicious. I probably will have it again in the next month. Here's how I know things are good restaurants and good menu items. If I go home, because I'm a cook.
Mm-hmm.
If I go home and I work to recreate that meal.
Right. And it's something worth, it's an experience you want to bring back into your life.
Bring into my life on a regular basis by learning how to make it. And so studying, learning, working on the recipe, like continuing to craft it so that I can get it just like they make it. That will be my project for probably the next 4 weeks.
So for a guy who defies all logic and doesn't usually like Italian food, like what's your favorite cuisine? Like your favorite?
I'm a sushi guy, so that's.
Oh, I love sushi.
That's
also
my number one. I personally like things that I can't make, and right. sushi is and something yeah, I
you,
can't make.
And you don't want to try because you'll probably make yourself sick.
I have actually done it. I've bought the sashimi and tried, and it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
They're not. It's not
you,
the same.
You got
so.
To. I don't want to be that guy here, but you've got to go to Japan. I was there this past summer, and not only like you would expect is the sushi fantastic. Although I did have one sushi experience there that was just meh. You know, clearly we picked the wrong place at this one occasion, and that happened to be the first sushi we ate there. So I thought, I'm really bummed. If this is what the sushi is like in Japan, I can get it just as good as home. But then I had some unbelievable sushi after that. Not only is, you know, the quality, obviously the baseline is way higher, but it's so much cheaper. Like we think, like over here, we think of, I'm going to get good sushi.
Cheap? Yeah.
It's going to bankrupt me. You can get great sushi for like the price of like upper scale fast food here. Like it's really ridiculous.
That is impressive to know, except for the 24-hour flight. Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't so much fun.
Yeah, that's the only thing holding me back from going. There's so many places closer that I would like to go.
Right.
And that flight, woo.
Yeah, it's like we split it up. We flew to Los Angeles and spent a night there, which is like, you know, a 5-hour flight, whatever it is. And then it's like another 11 hours to Tokyo. So it wasn't as long as I thought. But 11 hours from L.A. to Tokyo, it's not a fun fight.
Yeah, no, I would think it's not. But yeah, it's so. But again, Aqualina, Weston, right. Strongly recommended.
Well, from a guy who doesn't like Italian food, if you like that, that probably means it's all right.
Definitely. We were talking a little bit about free agency and everybody's list and Dolphins' priorities. Yes. Jarvis Landry is going to be a top-tier free agent, whether you like it or not, and this includes, I'm speaking to Big O, whether you like it or not, he's going to make $14 million a year.
Right, whether it's here or somewhere else.
And he's going to continue to be a Pro Bowl player, whether it's here or somewhere else. My issue with the fans who say that, let Jarvis Landry go. It's not a big deal. We don't want to pay a slot receiver $14 million. Here's the point that I'm making to you. Jarvis Landry is the best draft pick that you have had in the Dolphins organization since Jason Taylor in 1997.
Wow. And I can't say you're wrong on that.
So in two decades, you're willing to let the best draft pick that you've made walk away. Probably a guy who is in line to have a Ring of Honor kind of career if he stays with the same franchise. Yeah. You're okay with letting him go away over what realistically equates to in real money. I'm not talking about play money. I'm not talking about the fake contract that they're going to announce. I'm talking about in real dollars, what Stephen Ross has to give him. We're talking about $3 or $4 million.
In the guaranteed money.
In guaranteed money. Steve Ross, in a business deal over a building, Steve Ross is not haggling over $3 or $4 million. Mm-hmm. He's just not. It's chump change. So, from a fan's perspective, do you really think that the Dolphins and Steve Ross are going to let Jarvis Landry leave the organization, leave the franchise over something that he wouldn't haggle over with in one of his real business deals?
I would say no, except for the fact that I'm surprised the contentious negotiation has lasted this long. Like, I'm surprised it's even gotten this far when they could have locked him up before last season even started.
They didn't want to. They weren't going to make an offer. And
why
this
not?
Was,
like, why when they
because they didn't have to.
Before
they didn't
the
have to.
Year.
In their mind, they didn't have to. We've got Jarvis locked up for $1 million. We locked up three other people that we didn't need to.
So maybe some of that money would have been better spent on Jarvis Landry.
Like,
you
didn't need to sign Kiko Alonso to a multi-year deal.
No, and I think now they'd regret that.
You didn't need to, but you did. You didn't need to sign TJ McDonald to a multi-year. It's a pretty good deal, mm-hmm. and very heavily favored the Dolphins, especially if he turns out to be a good player. But you didn't need to do that. You need to sign Jarvis Landry. To me, that was the number one priority last offseason.
Right.
It was not done because they said, here's their thought process. We'll make him play for $980,000, 1/15 of what he's really worth. And then we'll probably just, you know, put the transition tag on him, basically get him for $15 million for 2 years, and then we'll worry about the deal later on. Hopefully Devontae Parker pans out and develops and becomes our alpha receiver.
Maybe
he gets injured at some point in the next 2 years in 2017, 2018, and the price comes down. Well, you were wrong. And now you're between a rock and a hard place because realistically, the Dolphins are about $7 million under the cap. That $7 million can't even get a deal for Jarvis Landry done, much less sign your own free agents. And if you use the franchise or the transition tag, you're committing $14 to $15 million to him. If you slap me with the franchise tag and I'm Jarvis Landry, not only am I signing it right away, but I might just not sign it right away and force you to not be able to spend any money in free agency, which will force you to get a multi-year deal done. Because if the Dolphins use a franchise tag on Jarvis Landry, they will be locking themselves into committing that $14 or $15 million to him, and that's money you don't have to spend in free agency until he signs it. Now, I would sign it if I was Jarvis because that puts my price point now at $14, $15 million a year for however the length of the deal.
Exactly. It's setting the market now.
I mean, it's going to, if you slap on the franchise tag, whether he signs it or not, it's going to set the market.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't sign it, you can't do business unless you purge your entire roster. So this deal has to get done before the franchise tag date, which I believe is March 7th.
I want to open the phone lines on this on the other side. And also, like, you're given, like, Omar, you're in the locker room four times a week. I'm in there a lot these last couple of years. Some of the things that we maybe see from Jarvis Landry that, you know, the fans who just watch the games on Sundays can't experience and can't understand. But we'll take your calls at 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. The Joe Rose Show with Dono and Omar continues next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alex Dono, Omar Kelly with you here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. So a texter writes in, and you hear this. Fans will say this a lot about Jarvis Landry. Mm-hmm. So, overpay a guy who can't control his emotions and routinely hurts his team?
Mm-hmm.
No thanks, in all caps. Well, I mean, first of all, you say he routinely hurts his team. Let's completely disregard the record amount of catches he's had in the last 4 years and the 9 touchdowns. But okay, those personal foul penalties routinely hurts his team. The other thing is, Omar, okay, so what people talk about with him being emotional and
which
getting flagged,
mm-hmm.
I also think that, okay, while, yeah, getting 15-yard penalties, it's valid, it's not good, but there are a lot of times, Omar, when he's the only guy on that offense with a pulse. Like, he's the only guy on that offense showing any kind of emotion. And I can see the positive in that as well. I can see the positive in sometimes the players who are going to pull you out of funks and losing streaks are the guys who are actually going to fire up the rest of their teammates. And Jarvis Landry is someone who does that with regularity.
I will say this in the response to that texture. Name me the players that showed up and delivered for the Miami Dolphins organization on a consistent basis last year.
Jarvis Landry, Rashad Jones, Dominican Sue.
Okay, keep going.
I may be done.
Okay, that's what I thought. 53-man roster.
Cam Wake was had a good year. Double-digit sacks. 36 years old.
No, don't make excuses for him. I said on a consistent basis.
All right, I gave you the three then.
Okay, now I'll throw this out to you. Name me the players on the Dolphins organization that have consistently put out the last 4 years on a consistent basis.
I can give Not, you...
Don't, and factor in injuries.
Right, so I'm not going to give you... So I won't give you Mike Pouncey. Can't give you that one.
Nope.
Can't. I will give you Jarvis Landry.
And you can't give me Rashad Jones.
Because he was injured as well last year.
Okay. The list is Jarvis Landry. Can't get me Cam Wake.
No. No, yeah, the Achilles was out 2 years ago.
The list is Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
You have a three-time, whether you want to value him and think he's whatever, because it's always a situation where the girlfriend you're with is never as hot as the girl you see on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I get in trouble on Instagram.
And that's ultimately, you get in trouble on Instagram?
Not really. I'm just throwing.
Oh, I get in trouble on
you
Instagram.
Do?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tremendously.
I only go on Instagram like once a week, to be honest.
See, the problem is, and this is not to brag, but like girls hit me up all the time
I've literally never had that experience.
And, you know, they'll try to be in my DMs.
Okay. They slide in the DMs?
And so you can't, like, don't sit there and, like, look at their page or like their picture, because my fiance will find it.
Right. They always do.
They always do, so don't do it. but, yeah, my fiance is beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's perfectly fitted for me.
Sure.
Now, are there hot girls on Instagram?
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
I mean, they got these butt selfies now, Omar, Belfies. Oh,
yeah.
Dear God.
So, to me, Sammy Watkins is a perfect example. Hot chick on Instagram. I've seen her dominate my team while she was with the Bills. Yeah, she's in a bad relationship with the Rams. They're probably going to franchise tag her.
Mm-hmm.
But what if they don't? Do I want to give her a call, give her my $14 million, and say, Jarvis, it was nice knowing you, bro. I'll take that compensatory pick for you. And go after the hot girl on Instagram. Here's the problem with that. You know you've got a good relationship with Jarvis.
Right.
You know you've got chemistry. You know Jarvis makes you happy. You know Jarvis is good to you in bed. You know you know you like the meal that Jarvis cooks.
Okay.
You know Jarvis cleans the house great.
Yeah.
You know Jarvis has a steady job and he's bringing home hospital money.
Reliable.
You know Jarvis. You know everybody else on the street sees Jarvis on your arms like, man, I wish I had that.
Which is exactly what's happening.
But you still looking at Sammy Watkins like, man, you sexy. Man,
it's the most awkward.
I wish I could get at you. Man, if you only was available to me and came in my DMs, you know, we could make magic together. But you don't know Sammy Watkins.
And that injury history.
Ooh.
Which means it's kind of like an unfaithful mistress, right?
Look at the relationship he had with the Rams. The production level wasn't that high. 8 touchdowns. Less than 500 yards.
Jarvis had 9 touchdowns.
Just short of 1,000 yards if he didn't have the tantrum with the referee and get kicked out.
Right, yeah. Oh.
Like,
to the texture's point.
Led the NFL in receptions last year. Has the most receiving yards in the last. So you're telling me 4 years of a great relationship, you're going to give up over an Instagram model?
Jeez. I wouldn't.
Are you really?
I wouldn't. Mr. Ross wouldn't.
I mean, to me, his price, and I've said this consistently on QAM since I've been working here. We can haggle and argue and have disagreements and be upset over what the price is in free agency. But it's like walking into a Land Rover dealership and knowing that only 4,000 of these cars are made per year. All 4,000 of them are going to be sold. You either want it or you don't. And if you don't want it, somebody else is going to buy it. But they're not going to haggle with you over the price. They might work with you a little bit. But they're not going to haggle. You either want that Land Rover or you don't. Certain things in the world have a set price, and the price isn't moving. I went to see the Lamborghini truck unveiled.
There's a Lamborghini truck?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
I didn't even know such a thing existed.
I went to see the Lamborghini truck unveiled. It's in Broward dealership. I was there for the unveiling of it. And beautiful car. You think you're going to haggle over the price?
No, not at all.
There's going to be a line of people who want the Lamborghini truck. And they're going to pay the price for it.
Wow.
That's free agency. The price is the price. You could haggle over the price all you want. And the Miami Dolphins might haggle over $500,000 because of their in-tax benefits. And it's cheaper for Jarvis to stay here than go play for Baltimore or go play for the San Francisco 49ers, two teams that I know are interested.
Right.
That, and it's cheaper for them to stay here. But what about that disrespect that you've gave him for the last year? Are you really willing to chance offering him $500,000 less because you know you have cheaper state tax, no state taxes, and showing him that disrespect and allowing him to go expose himself to other people and maybe other guys holler at the Instagram model and try to lure Jarvis Landry because they think he's so fine of a free agent prospect? Like, this is the situation. It's the girl you're dating. You got a great relationship with, but you want the Instagram model.
I also think it's very ironic that, you know, this idea of a salary cap, and there is a salary cap, but we both know there are a lot of ways to manipulate it.
It's fictitious. Nobody can tell you.
But here's the thing. With the salary cap, it turns every fan into, like, accountant is the word I'm looking for. It turns every fan into an accountant, and all of a sudden – sports fans become, like Dolphin fans, become more responsible with Stephen Ross's money than their own money. Like, you're telling me you're not out there buying some frivolous crap on Amazon, yet you're telling Stephen Ross how to spend every cent on a player?
Absolutely. I'm having budget issues right now, but I still went and bought these cement threes for $280.
Are you
going to
buy those?
What
were those ugly shoes you were showing me? The Balenciagas. You're going to buy the Benghazis?
No, Balenciaga. No. This is actually my last shoe I'm ever going to buy.
Wait, what? Last shoe you're ever going to buy?
Last sneaker. Last Jordan. I might
buy. How do you know that? Like, what if in like 2 years
I don't
want something great?
They've never come out with anything good in the last 15 years.
Well, how do you know that can't change?
It's just not Jordan. I want the old Jordans, the ones that I could never have had. I've wanted these shoes for two decades. But anyway, let's move fast forward then. I shared this story with you in the commercial break, and I'll share it with the fans. And this is my true, and I've said it before on social media, and I've said it before probably on QAM. This was you're haggling over Steve Ross's money. You're counting his dollars. Mm-hmm. One, the first thing I'll tell you is the cap number is a fictitious number. It's not real. Every team's cap number is different based on their cap carryover from the previous years. The Cleveland Browns have $110 million to spend in free agency.
But the problem is you have to convince people to move to Cleveland. To play there.
True.
A
lot of money can convince me, though. But I'm just saying. If they want to offer me a position in that front office, I will take it right now.
Omar, you can't put a price on my integrity. I've talked so much crap about Cleveland.
I think Cleveland's a great city. It's not Buffalo now, different story.
Right.
But Cleveland, I have absolutely no problems with Cleveland. I love Cleveland.
All right.
It's damn sure better than Green Bay, which is where most of their executives come from.
That's a place I've never been.
No, you don't want to go there either. But here's the cap number is fictitious number, and you're never going to save enough to spend enough. Like, oh, let me skimp this $4 million. And I'll argue with you. If the Dolphins are offering Jarvis Landry 13 and the real number is 14 and a half, that's $1 million worth of a difference. Only 2 years of that contract is going to be fully guaranteed. So we're really talking about $3 million of a difference, right?
Yeah.
We will agree with that, right?
Sure.
Okay. As I said to you previously, Steve Ross will not even haggle over $3 million in a deal. If he's talking about a real estate deal where he's building a $500 million building, do you think when he renovated Hard Rock Stadium that Steve Ross was haggling over – when he put up $500 million in the Hard Rock Stadium of his own money, do you think he was haggling over something that cost
no,
$3 million?
Saying, what do I need to spend to make this building right and to bring Super Bowls back
okay.
here?
A perfect example of how rich Steve Ross is came to me. It was Jarvis Landry's draft. I believe it was 2013. It was Jarvis Landry was a rookie. Steve Ross had just bought the W Hotel for, I believe it was like 60-something million dollars, $66 million. I'll throw out a number, 66, 68. And it was an iconic hotel in Fort Lauderdale that, you know, my paper was all obsessed about the sale. It was big news down here that Steve Ross bought the W Hotel. What are his plans for the W Hotel? What is his vision for the W Hotel? Oh, my God, he can change the landscape of downtown Fort Lauderdale. They were all excited about it. We need you to get Steve Ross a comment on it. And so I'm going to Steve Ross. It was the day after the first practice. Jarvis Landry's practice with the Dolphins and Juwan James's draft.
Mm.
2014 is the year of that draft. No, 2013.
I think it was 2014.
It was 2014?
Yeah.
Okay. And I say, Steve, you know, I go up to Steve and I said, I know you want to talk sports, because he does talk sports with me and wants to talk about the team and, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, I have to ask you about the W Hotel. Like, I have to get a comment on record about the W Hotel and what was your vision for when you bought it. He goes, this is a distressed sale. They came to me, gave me a great price. I was like, all right, throw it on. Like, I'll do it. He bought a hotel for $68 million as if he was buying a pair of shoes.
That
is how rich he is.
Wow.
It was like, throw it on. Go ahead, throw it in.
So you're telling me I can get this for
$66 million? Yes. It's like you're buying a pair of shoes, and it's like, we got these socks for $5. You want it? It's like,
I would
throw
have
it
to
in.
Think about it. No, I would be like, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I only wanted to spend a certain amount.
He was like, yeah, throw in the hotel. All right, go ahead. Let's do this deal. So you think that Steve Ross is sitting there stressing about Jarvis Landry for $3 million over $3 million? Like, get real, people.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you for another piece of parenting advice, Omar. Is your son a sports fan?
Yes, he is, or he pretends to be.
Did you have like any input on what teams he roots for? Because I feel like that's really changed with the generation, right? Like when I was a little kid, like you would root for some combination of the teams that your father loved and the teams that were in your city, and it was non-negotiable. Yet I see kids now running around wearing Golden State Warriors jerseys and LeBron Cavaliers jerseys, and I feel like it's anarchy for what teams kids are rooting for. I'm about to have a son in a week, and if my son becomes like a New England Patriots fan and like a Real Madrid fan, I might have to put him up for adoption. Like even if he's like 10,
son is like mine, and not to call him out, but my son generally likes what I don't like.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. And, like, I feel like that's what kids do now.
Yes, well, my son is definitely that way. Mm-hmm. They'll grow out of it. Hopefully, I take him to Heat games, and he'll be rooting for the team that's playing against the Heat.
That's disrespectful.
I mean, it's like a father-son like rivalry, even though I'm not really competing. Like
he's just competing with you, and you're not competing with anybody.
Yeah, and he hates the Dolphins because generally I cover the Dolphins, so clearly he must hate them.
And with the way the Dolphins have gone, like if that may be a losing battle with my kid, like if he's not a Dolphin
fan, I may have to
take the L on that one.
The Dolphins have to really work hard to win over this next generation because, you know, we've got a generation. My son grew up in the basketball era of South Florida, so, you know, getting him to focus on football while the Hurricanes and the Dolphins both suck and LeBron was here winning 3 championships was nearly impossible.
Yeah.
So this generation of kids is more basketball than football, in my opinion. But Dolphins and Hurricanes have to work it hard to get it back to being a football town.
Let's talk to Big Al. You're on QAM. What's up, Big Al? Big Al? Oh, yeah, I feel bad. That guy had been on hold for a really long time.
He was waiting to tell you how I big-timed him, I'm sure.
Yeah, Big Al with a big time. So maybe he's waiting to talk to Troy Stradford, who's coming up at 10 o'clock here today. Oh, man. So, you know, Omar, you know, one thing. We got Tony Pauline's take on Baker Mayfield earlier.
Yep.
What's your take on Baker? Because I know that for a lot of Dolphin fans, that's been a hot name at number 11. I think a lot of that has to do with the Instagram comment that he made to Kenny Stills, which was blown out of proportion.
Stop it.
No, but what I'm saying is the get me to Miami thing, like even if he didn't mean it the way that fans thought
he could have meant it on vacation.
But it went viral, and Dolphin fans are thinking, oh, great, this guy wants to be here. Let's take him.
Here are my thoughts on Baker Mayfield. I went to the Senior Bowl specifically to see him and Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen was an absolute no. If he's there at 11, I'm not drafting him.
Okay.
Accuracy issues, horrendous. And accuracy is the number one trait that you need to have as a quarterback, according to the people that I trust.
You would think.
Yeah. So I'm going to pass on Josh Allen. Arm, I love it, but it's just not accurate. Baker Mayfield, I went to find out what his size was. He's a little bit taller than me. I remember specifically when I went to the Senior Bowl and sized up Russell Wilson and saw him look me in the eye at 5'11" and shook my hand, and I was just like, too small to play quarterback. Huh. And I was absolutely wrong. So Baker Mayfield's size does not scare me off anymore because I've learned my lesson. And what I liked was he threw it accuracy and touch. Would I take him at 11? It would totally depend on who is still available on my board.
Right.
And who are my top 15 prospects and how I rank them. But I am told by people that I trust that he will not be there at 11.
Really?
Yeah. No. He will not be there at 11. If not, he could be the first quarterback taken.
That seems, that seems off to me.
And I know a lot of things are still fluid in terms of who ends up with who in free agency, where Kirk Cousins goes, if he goes to the Denver Broncos. Peter King is guessing that he'll end up with the Denver Broncos. And I can see that. I could definitely see that for Kirk Cousins, and that would create a domino effect that would impact the draft. But I am told that Baker Mayfield will not be there for the Dolphins at 11. Now, if he is there, it would totally depend on who else is available on the board. Who else can help me? If the top-rated linebacker is on the board, then I might go that direction and wait till a later round to select a quarterback like Kevin White.
Well, I think we found Big Al. Let's see if we can squeeze him in here. What's up, Al?
Hey, how you doing? Okay, bear with me here. So, how you doing?
Omar, yes.
Omar. My God, I forgot. So anyway, here's a quick story, and then we're gonna, and then I'd like to get to Landry and all the important stuff. But this is a quick.
You got like 40 seconds. Let's do it.
Tell the quick story.
You're gonna like it. I was a waiter at a good Italian restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. I can't mention their names. So Omar comes in. It was my first night, and I think he ordered the veal Marcella, but I accidentally put the Parmesan on his table, and he was like. Ooh. You must be new. There's cheese and sauce on my plate.
I know this is a fake story.
No, real.
Because I've literally just eaten at my first Italian place Saturday ever.
Are you sure you didn't have the veal Marcella?
I don't even know what veal Marcella is.
Well, there's no cheese. There's not supposed to be cheese on it, so you would have flipped out if he brought you the cheese. Oh, man.
That's a good one. I'm telling you, I don't eat Italian food.
You forgot to hold the cheese and the sauce, sir. Oh, man. Troy Stratford is coming up next. Omar, thank you so much, man. I always enjoy working with you.
Always a pleasure, Donna. And good luck with, you know, the baby coming.
Yeah, that's right. The next time you see me, I'll probably be very short on sleep.
When you do get that Black Panther review...
Yes.
I want to see it on Twitter.
We're hoping to see it because, you know, my wife really wants to see it also. So hopefully the kid is like still in there, like
cooking
the weekend,
yeah.
Cooking. So we'll try and we're going to see it either Saturday or Sunday. I'll let you know how I feel.
Definitely let me know. I'm interested. The Black Panther is an amazing movie. Whoa, it was amazing. I had high expectations for it. It exceeded those expectations, which blew my mind.
Love it. Thanks to the great Danny Gonzalez Quevedo, Danny GQ on the other side. Thanks to Tony Pauline for joining us. Troy Stratford is coming up next here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
You can reach us on the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.